does it go with the obsidian house? I can understand they're quite vexing sometimes.
Oh, give it
to me. Mother, you really do that. Oh, well, yes, the previous servant, they didn't quite survive my rigorous testing. But this gift, may I ask what species? Oh, no, thank you. No, of course, thank you so much. I could never live up to your generosity. Please, why don't you retire to the bedroom? I'll have the servants bring you some dormice, perhaps some Nox for. Wonderful. And your drink. Yes, mother. Anything for you. Ta-ta.
So, Kashin gets a human and I get another stupid wood elf. Oh. There it is. All chained up down there, Well. We better get to your training. Well, I was looking for something to entertain me during this persistent ash storm. What is your name? Cute. You look disturbed, my dear. Whatever could be the matter? You have the great privilege of being in the Opal House. You know you could have ended up in some sort of dingy mine. Let's take a look at those features. I've certainly seen worse, but such a common variety. Oh well. I suppose this is Mother's way of punishing me. I broke so many expensive servants that now she gives me the basic ones. Nothing for you to worry about, I'm sure. Now, let's make one thing absolutely clear. You can refer to me as Master. Does that sound good? And you're not to speak. I don't like my pets speaking. You'll stand too much apart from the others. All my other good boys and girls, they know their place. Probably because they're mindless beasts, but who's counting? Do you like your cell? It's, quite bare at the moment, but if you are a good little elf, I can see my way into adding some luxuries, although I have already gone above and beyond. A pillow. Now there are a few things that we need to get you officially instated. Number one is a proper outfit. Seeing you trembling there, naked and chained, is riveting, but not exactly what I want. I had this made by the Garnet House. Black leather, bindings on the hands and feet, and a cute. Apparently, Mother has had it tailored to fit you, although multiple servants in the past have worn it. Let's put it on you. And if you struggle, well, let's just say I have a lot of other pets that I value a lot more than you right now. And you could just end up being there. Good.
Let's get started.
Come on. We're just going to fix it here. Now, you may notice that when the suit is on, you won't be able to stand. Just crawling on your elbows and knees. But that is by design, of course. Like I said, I want you to fit in with the others. No talking. I also had a mask made. This one is custom. New specifically for you. I had it modeled after... Well, I think you can tell. I'm not sure about your personality, but something with floppy ears like this. Kind of cute. Don't you think? Not. There we go. I will say that is the one good thing about wood elves. They are so... eager to follow orders. Let's get this gag just pushed in like that. Tighten up around the back and then slip over the hood with the ears. Now that is a look. Oh, I'm starting to like you. You're already fitting the part quite well. No talking. Not even an attempt at talking. If you have to make any sound at all, try and make it a bark or a whine or a whimper. Something appropriate. You don't want to ruin. Finally, I think the gift I'm most interested in, where did I put it? A tail. Can you guess where this goes? Yes. This plug is made from fine gemstone. We had it mined from the rock. When the house was being constructed, I've had several toys carved from it. It's quite cold to the touch, but it warms up in the body. Of course, if it was cut in a particular way rather than being smoothed down like this, it would be quite painful. So, you could consider me merciful for making it so smooth and elegant. And the tail itself is actually fashioned from real fur, surface fur. I went to exceeding lengths to have everything to my exact specifications. Don't you think that I went all out for you? That's it. Nod. Of course, the plug only goes in when I want to show you off, or to prepare you for some less than traditional breeding. But for today, we're going to stick to something simple, easy for you to understand. Now, you may notice the gag that I gave you actually keeps your mouth open rather than completely stuffing it, like a ball gag would. And there's a very good reason for that, that I'm sure your cute little brain can decipher. After such a long day of having to endure... Kashin's pet being paraded around in my face. I need some stress relief. You can provide that for me, can't you? Because if you can't, well, we've gone over that, haven't we? So, let's get started with me leaning back in this. I really ought to set up a chair for myself, but this pillow and stool will have to do for now. And you can crawl towards me. That's it. Come on. Come on, you mutt. Get between my legs. Feel how soft my skin is. Nuzzle up against my thigh. that good? Do you like that sensation? There we go. You're safe here with me. And as long as you're a good pet, you'll stay safe. Yes. Now, undo my pants. Be careful, though. They are made of fine silks. Hmm? You seem to be struggling. Why ever would that be? Come on, just nose around. Slowly try and pull them down. You can do it. Oh, what a pathetic display. Now hurry up. Or you will be punished severely. Just joking, my goodness. You couldn't dip them down. You don't have any hands, and you certainly don't even have your teeth to work with. Let me help you. Oh, you should have seen the panic in your eye. Now here's a bone for you to play with. I have been so pent up, so overworked. Let's just rub my hard cock against your face. Let you smell it. Let you feel it. Twitching. Elegant, isn't it? I've been told it is. Far superior to most dark elves. Then again, the people who are saying that often have incentives to do so. That's it. Are you excited for your treat? Yes, you are. Yes. Let's push the tip against your lips. And remember, if you try and do anything to displease me, oh, I can promise you, humiliation will be something you long for, rather than being hung, drawn, and quartered, which would also be equally entertaining for me. So it's either this, or a public execution. That's right. My, you follow orders so wonderfully. That's it. Nice and easy. See, I don't make it too difficult, do I? People say I'm cruel. Can you believe that? Just because when people act out, I punish accordingly, whereas some others, Kashin, may choose to go soft. Don't stop. You know, I've been thinking about that prince. He is really a wretched thing. A disaster to his house and to our entire species. Suck deeper. As a matter of fact, the entire obsidian household is a treacherous and lonely lot. If I could, I would eradicate them from the face of the Underdark. But seeing as that's not possible, I will have to put up with his soft touch and weak moments for a trifle longer. Oh, but once I get my hands on that human, maybe you two could be friends. Oh, imagine that, a wood elf and a human in the same cell. All curled up together. Adorable. You know what? You're doing great at the tip, but let's just shove it to the face. Fucking idiot. Oh, shut up. You can take it. If you suffocate to death, then that's your problem. That's right. Oh, that's right. Is it a problem? Gagging. Sucking. Having an entire shaft lodged down your throat when you can't even close your jaw. You are such a good pet. Far more docile than my last. Seeing them torn to shreds was enjoyable. Hopefully you won't have to go through the same experience as... yes. Catch your breath. That was good. Oh my, that was good. Look at you. A drooling waste of space. What to do with you now? I could always breed you. It's so pedestrian, though, so boring. Why don't you nuzzle up against my cock as I think? Try and just rub it against your cheeks. Keep me nice and hard as I think. That's it. That's it. Oh, you truly do know your place, don't you? Well, yes, I suppose we could try. I have an idea. Let's just do some anal, right? I'm sure you've tried that before. Little slut like you, probably passed around at your village back home. I can't think of anything else to do, so we'll try that. Turn around. Now! It's beggar's belief. You can't get good help nowadays. Bend over. I want to see those cheeks spread. Oh, what a nice ass you have. Despite everything. Well, that wasn't very good. Let's see if we can get a better one. Tempting. But what about something a bit more? Ooh, that one got the reaction I was hoping for. You are a sweet, pathetic thing, aren't you? I am going to make you howl now. Luckily, you already lubed me up with that spittle. So this should be a nice, easy... Just joking, pet. We wouldn't want to hurt you too much now, would we? This lubricant should assist. We'll just press the bottle into your arms. And there we go. That should help. Now, I know it feels cold, but it will warm up. Reaching my hand forward and gripping your throat. Not squeezing. I'll only do that if you act out. Begin pushing. Nice and easy. See? Not so bad, If you obey the rules. And be a good servant. This can be a very pleasurable existence for you. As long as you keep me entertained. You feel it sinking deeper and deeper. That's it. Exactly where it's supposed to be. Thrusting. Just like. You're doing a fantastic job, by the way. Yeah, making all the right moaning sounds. And here I thought this would be more of a difficult teaching experience. Let me rub my hands through your hair. Good pet. Good pet. How does it feel? Your ass taking my cock. Deep, firm, solid thrusts over and over. This is your place. You know that now, don't you? This is all that you are good for. You aren't a person, an individual. You're a good pet. And you're going to do exactly what I say. What Master wants. Let's add a bit more lube. Keep you nice and slick. Look at you take it. Like I said, this can't be your first experience. You're far too whorish for that. Doubtless, this is an experience that you have done over and over and over. If not, then I guess you're just made for this. So which is it? Are you a natural-born slut? Or is this more of a used goods situation? No talking. I only want to hear it with whispers, whimpers, and whines. Yes, as you feel my cock pumping, hard, aggressive. Oh. Your existence is for my pleasure. Do you understand that? Bark for me. Do it. Woof woof. Yes, that's it. You're made for this cage. You're suited to it. That's the truth of this. All you are is a mutt in a kennel. And Master is providing you a great service by giving you attention, fucking you, pounding your ass, you naughty slut. You may not be the most unique thing in the world, but you're useful where it counts. And you should feel very proud of that. For being useful, not everyone can say the same. And you're going to stay useful, aren't you? Pet, you're going to say a useful puppy. Oh, that's it. My. Oh, goodness. You slutty thing. You perverted thing. You degenerate thing. Because that's all you are. A thing. Something to be toyed with. Used. Do you want me to come deep inside you? Deep in your guts? You want that, don't you? Whimper. Tell Master how much you want it. Louder. Louder! Really? That bad? That bad? Begging. Well, I suppose, given your sickening display, I can see my way fit into allowing you some release. Yes. Oh. That's so good. Oh. Let me just pull out and push the tail in. We gotta keep you plugged up, don't we, darling? Keep all that hot, sticky jizz deep inside you. For a first session, you performed well enough. Good pet. But there's much more to come. And many more things I want to try. Get yourself comfortable. Tomorrow we'll really begin the rigorous training. Enough fun, don't you think?